My name is Christian Anthony Davis, DJ Scientific, a.k.a. Lon Vital. One of those three names you will hear people call me. From like 13 to 15, I played the sax. So that's 2 years. I was good, but extremely lazy. There was DJs at the school that I was friends with. Richie Quijano, do the high school dances, playing Stevie B, Spring Love. They used to show me how to set up the equipment. So that's how I actually started. And then from that, I'd be at their house. We'd hang out, just kicking it. And then so that's when I'd have time to jump on the turntables. And I still didn't get deep into it then. It was just more like messing around. Really, at that point, I thought I was going to be the next Nas or something. You know what I mean? I was trying to be a rapper at that point. So I was beatboxing and freestyling most of the time.
I make my dreams come true. I make my life my own. I visualize with my eyes, so I rise like balloon. My brown shade in my tone, my brown heart in my bones. Give me the wisdom, give me strength. It's the food I consume. Illicit behavior. This history you gave us, it can't save us. My tongue twisted, bilingually a misfit. My flame melts the chains that they used to enslave us. Elon Vital, induce eclipse, and we shall go far beyond all of your artistry. The ace pagals, caballero.
If you fast forward, there's a hip hop group that my first hip hop group I was in, Rising Sun Productions. It was a 5-person hip hop group, and there's only one DJ in the group. Infinite Art was his name, or is his name. He also rapped, so he needed someone to get behind the turntables. And that's how it really started. And I'd get up every day, and it took me about 3 months to actually, like, get it. You know what I mean? Because he's like, no, just listen to this and then do that. And then I kept doing it, and it just sounded real bad, except to me. I thought it sounded great. Then one day it clicked, and I was like, oh, man, I used to really sound bad. At this point, it was strictly just two Technique 1200 turntables and a mixer. I started out in California DJing, doing mostly after school events, private parties, house parties, and that's how I started out. And then I did some clubs in Oakland. I guess my longest stint was this place called Brews. Positive Red, he was a KML DJ, the radio DJ out there, and I opened up for him. So when I moved to New York, I knew how to go out and get gigs and promote myself and start building my name. And how I really started getting hired was I would look up all the nights where all the open turntables were, and I would just go there. And I would tell everybody, like, I'm gonna rock this shit for an hour for y'all. And if you like it, you know, offer me a night. So there was actually at a point I was DJing 4 nights a week. I went to SAE, School of Audio Engineering. When I went there, that's where, you know, I was becoming an audio engineer. I met a lot of musicians because, you know, you could bring them in for a free session as part of your project. I met this one keys player named Winnie Bennett, and she was in this group called Addictive Mama, and she introduced me to this horn player, Keon. I think he went on to play with Snoop Dogg's live band or something like that, and then his wife, Kati, she sings, I think, with Beyonce, backup. I don't know her a lot. Yeah. So these were like major players, right? These are all major people. That I was just saying it just so you kind of get a gist of the type of people I was dealing with. That's where I started kind of meeting everybody, was through that. And then when I would do DJ nights, there would be sets in between bands, you know, doing these soul clubs that have soul bands. So one night, Winnie's band came in, and she brought this violinist in, Daniel Bernard Romaine, and that's where me and him met. And that was one of the first times where I dealt with a live musician. Like today, I brought, you know, Matt Zamella, one of the best violinists in New York. I've been lucky in that sense that it might either be my ear or whatever, but I always end up around really solid and good musicians. My main rig is two turntables and a Serato 57 SL mixer and a laptop that has Serato on it. That's what enables me to use turntables like in a traditional sense. If I'm working with a live musician and I'm bringing in like a lot of beats and things like that, I use Ableton Live because it has a tap tempo function. So while I'm doing scratches on a turntable, I can do a tap tempo on the MIDI controller, whatever I have hooked up to Ableton, and it'll come in sync to the tempo of the live musician. So at that point, I'm able to, as tempos are very natural, no one's stuck to it. You know, no one's stuck. And now that's a huge thing to where electronic musicians now are able to work with live musicians. You know, it was like, once I hit something, you're committed to that. And Ableton makes that so you're not committed to that anymore. Last year, I did a couple shows of the musical play called Animal Tales, written by George Plimpton and adapted for musical opera by composer Kitty Brazelton. She gave me gigs of sounds that she wanted me to scratch and to trigger, and you know, while they're singing, you know, someone might make the sound of a dog, and I'm literally making the sound of a dog. But I'm reading percussive notes, you know, which got into the whole idea of DJ notation. That's a whole nother thing. I didn't know how to do percussive reading, you know, so that it taught me how to do that. Really pulling up all these sounds instantaneous. And you basically create your score with it, and then you play it right along with everybody else. And it took me time to learn, so I was integrated in that sense too. Holler at me when I'm in bed style of Shanghai affidavit, sign of the times when the set's live. What is a DJ? You know, there's people who don't have turntables that do all these other things that I've mentioned. And they're working just as hard as me, you know, with bands and everything like that and being very successful. So is that a DJ, or does a DJ is defined by, you know, you have to have two turntables with it? You know, I do it because I love the artistry and I learned it. You know, it's my instrument. But, you know, other people who are laptopists who go straight off like laptops and things like that, it's like, you know, is that DJing too? I think that's the question to be defined. The thing for me is really just trying to build a powerhouse set. You know, I like the turntables. What else can I add around it? Speak your mind if you find it. This is too hard to follow. Chances of hearing truth are more tough than Lotto. Hands off the console with the powder on Lotto. It's you. Get wet because we don't reply.